a lot of people think concussion, they have to be knocked out or unconscious, but they don't. Only 1 in 10 with a concussion will lose consciousness. So don't wait around for someone to be out of it. They can still have a concussion without any loss of consciousness.
That's Vicky Evans. She's an associate for the Faculty of Health at UTS and the clinical nurse consultant for neuroscience at the Royal North Shore Hospital.
Basically, a concussion is a knock to the head. Some sort of acceleration, deceleration, injury has occurred, and the brain essentially has been shaken up. It's a bit like shaking up a lemonade bottle and it gets all fizzy inside. If you take the top off, it'll explode, but if you just leave it settle, it should calm down.
Concussion has both short and long-term effects. Just after a concussion, you may feel confused or dazed, have blurred vision, a headache, feel nauseous, or even feel more emotional than normal. But the long-term effects of concussion are where it gets more serious. The ones most at risk to these long-term effects are sports players.
If you've had one concussion, you're more easier to get a second one, and the second one will take longer to recover. So it's the compounding effects. If you look at our AFL players or rugby league players and those sort of players, that they're in contact sports week after week, multiple times a week sometimes, and they get those knocks. And, you know, you're at home watching it on the television, you're at the sidelines, and there's a lot of times where you think, oh, my goodness.
Cumulative concussion trauma can make you more susceptible to Alzheimer's, long-term memory loss, dementia, and depression. For sports players, Vicky says there are a number of concussive traumas to be aware of.
There's this other thing called second impact syndrome. It's where somebody gets a concussion and they go back to play the same day and they get a second concussion without the first one having resolved. So they might have still had the headache, they might have still had the double vision, and they go back on to play and they get hit again. So the already traumatized brain gets traumatized again, and there's a rapid rise in the pressure inside the person's head, and they can die on the field. That's what we want to try and prevent, and that's what everything to do with concussion is about, not returning the player to play until they are completely symptom-free and they don't go back on the day of injury.
Vicky authored a paper on recognising and managing concussion in school sport. She found a number of similarities between managing the risk of concussion on both the professional football field and the school oval. She found it's the coaches who play a crucial role in dealing with concussion.
The team is only as good as the players, but the players are only as good as their coach. It's a team sport, so that's, you know, the coaches do play a big role because they're the ones there that are setting the drills, you know, setting what they need to do, the exercises they need to do, looking at the plays. And when coaches are on the sidelines and they do look at the play, they can see, and they're on the first line management, they can see, okay, this child is, or this young adult has had a knock. Let's watch him for a minute, let's take him off and examine him a bit further. Similarly, teachers at school, they're at the forefront as well. You know, the child might have played sport on the weekend, and it's the teachers in the school that we're also relying on to say, okay, this child is behaving differently, they're a bit more emotional, or they're a bit tired, or they say they've got a sore head, let's look into that a bit further, or their grades are slipping, let's look into that and see why. Why has this happened? Take the time to look into those sort of issues as well.
Today, more and more sports players are being made aware of the effects of concussion. This has seen sporting codes in Australia strengthen, with many clubs and teams now adopting a concussion management plan to look after their players.
Rugby union, rugby league, all these ones have adopted things pretty much from 2012, but it's being re-looked at over the last few years, where they do have a play. So they rely on their managers and coaches to look at some sort of memory tool, get the players to fill out, it's called the SCAT, three we're up to now, so looking at the sports concussion recognition tool and looking at how the player thinks, what their short-term memory is like, and doing it before they start the play, and then if they get injured, doing it again and seeing the difference, and then doing it again at the end of the season and looking at the differences. So there's memory recall, there's balance testing, there's just orientation questions in there as well. So it's good that they've all adopted those sort of things. It came from the Institute of Sport and Trauma Management. This is adopted Australia-wide now and pretty much around the world. Even if you look at shows on the television like Law and Order SVU, they're talking about concussion and the ramifications of that. So it's got into television life, Home and Away, Neighbours, all that sort of thing have covered it as well. So I'm trying to get the message out there.
There are a number of concussion-related head traumas that sports players can be subject to. David Thorpe is a lecturer in sports law at UTS. David recently authored an article on helmets raising the risk of brain injury and was talking about one trauma in particular called CTE.
CTE is the initials of chronic traumatic encephalopathy. So this is a build-up of the protein called tau, which is naturally occurring in the brain but seems to accelerate in production following multiple head trauma. And with this overproduction of tau, it seems to wrap around the connective tissue between neurons and affects the proper function of the brain. So that people who suffer from CTE have greater levels of depression, suicide, loss of impulse control, dementia, memory loss, and aggression.
Similar to the high collision sports here in Australia, like the AFL, there is serious risk for head damage or concussion in the American National Football League. But where in other sports you might use a helmet as a means of protection, in the American NFL, the helmet takes on another role.
When people wear a helmet, and if you watch the NFL, the US National Football League, it's quite obvious that the head is used, or the helmet is used, as a weapon. Often this is used in tackling. It's often used when a player is running with the ball. If you watch the games, you'll see that players will tackle helmet to helmet. They'll put the helmet in front of the running legs of the attacking player. What this suggests is because the helmet offers a level of protection to the external areas of the head, you're not going to feel the pain very much. And although you can still get a heavy blow to the helmet, you can still be concussed, it's quite possible that you don't feel the multiple small shocks.
There are a number of NFL sports players, David says, who are now paying the price from matches they played over 20 years ago.
So in the first case ever brought against the NFL for CTE by the family of Mike Webster, a man who died at the age of 50, he was given in testimony that he probably received something like 25,000 violent head hits in his 17-year career. So people aren't going to do that. You know, it hurts to be hit in the head if you're not wearing a helmet. In another study, 2014, by the US Journal of Neurosurgery, 1,800 college American football players wore sensors in their helmets. And over a five-year period, there were 1.2 million head impacts recorded. Now, again, these aren't concussive, but they're subconcussive. But that's a lot over a period of time. So it really breaks down to a lot of head trauma. You don't know how heavy each hit is, but the idea seems to be that it's multiple hit after hit after hit, game after game after game. And this is the thing that's causing the brain to slosh around in its fluid, striking the sides of the skull and causing damage.
Especially in football culture, aggression and force are prized qualities of the player. Also, there's egging on from the crowd, from the other players, and even the coaches can play their part. But the culture of football, David says, isn't the sole reason behind players experiencing concussion.
There's certainly an aggressive culture in many of the contact sports. You wouldn't play it unless you had some level of aggression. But players aren't silly. They're not going to bang their head if they can avoid doing so. And if it hurts, it's self-regulating. So players just don't do that. You're trained as a rugby player to put your head to the side of the moving legs when tackling. Things go wrong sometimes. There's a shoulder to the head. There's a tackle gone wrong where the head makes contact with the knee of the opponent. A whole range of things. So there are inherent risks. You just cannot get rid of the risk. It's just the nature of the game.
David Thorpe, lecturer in sports law at the University of Technology, Sydney. Vicky Evans agrees that you can't escape the risks entirely and that we shouldn't discourage our young sports players from doing what they love.
Look, everybody plays sports. Every Australian plays sports worldwide, and we shouldn't be stopping that. Sport is very healthy for you, but at the same time, we need to realise that it can be a bit of an issue with regards to looking after the brain, and we need to make sure that our kids are not only educated in the best way to play the sport, but also the best way to look after themselves. And that includes things like exercise, building up those neck muscles in particular, the right way to play, and also, it sounds funny, but also teach them sportsmanlike behaviour. That is the key to it as well. And also to recognise if they have been hurt, to stop and take themselves out, or to for the coaches to look at the mechanism of injury and think, okay, this child potentially could have a concussion. Let's take them off and examine them.